Title: New Jersey significantly expands rights and protections of temporary workers through the recently enacted Temporary Workers Bill of Rights. Content: On February 6, 2023, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed the Temporary Workers Bill of Rights, significantly expanding the rights and protections afforded to the 127,000 temporary workers in New Jersey. The new law, which will largely take effect on August 5, 2023, though certain provisions already took effect on May 7, 2023, sets new requirements for temporary help service firms that employ temporary laborers in a designated classification placement, key definitions under the Temporary Workers Bill of Rights. A temporary help service firm is defined as any person or entity who operates a business which consists of employing individuals directly or indirectly for the purpose of assigning the employed individuals to assist the firm's customers in the handling of the customer's temporary, excess or special workloads, and who, in addition to the payment of wages or salaries to the employed individuals, pays federal Social Security taxes and state and federal unemployment insurance, carries workers' compensation insurance as required by state law, and sustains responsibility for the actions of the employed individuals while they render services to the firm's customers. A temporary laborer means a person who contracts for employment in a designated classification placement with a temporary help service firm. However, designated classification placement means an assignment of a temporary laborer to perform work in certain occupational categories as designated by the Bureau of Statistics of the U.S. Department of Labor. Therefore, the new law only provides protections to temporary workers who are assigned by a temporary help service firm to perform work in any of the following occupational categories: other protective service workers, 33 to 9,000, food preparation and serving related occupations, 35-0000, building and grounds cleaning and maintenance occupations, 37-0000, personal care and service occupations, 39-0000, construction laborers, 47-2060, helpers, construction trades, 47-30,000, installation, maintenance, and repair occupations, 49-0000, production occupations, 51-0000, transportation and material moving occupations, 53-0000. Or any successor categories as the Bureau of Labor Statistics may designate. A third-party client is defined as any person who contracts with a temporary help service firm for obtaining temporary laborers in a designated classification placement. Provisions that went into effect on May 7, 2023. As noted above, certain provisions of the Temporary Workers Bill of Rights went into effect on May 7, 2023, including I. those mandating notice requirements at the time of dispatch to a third-party client, and 2. the anti-retaliation provisions. The rest of the law will go into effect on August 5, 2023. Notice requirements at the time of dispatch effective May 7, 2023. Temporary help service firms must provide detailed wage notices to temporary workers at the time of dispatch. The notices must be in English and in the language identified by the temporary worker as their primary language. The notice must include the following items: the name of the temporary laborer, the name, address, and telephone number of the temporary help service firm, or the contact information of the firm's agent facilitating the placement, its workers' compensation carrier, the worksite employer or third-party client, and the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The name and nature of the work to be performed, the wages offered, the name and address of the assigned worksite of each temporary laborer, the terms of transportation offered to the temporary laborer, if applicable, a description of the position and whether it shall require any special clothing, protective equipment, and training, and what training and clothing will be provided by the temporary help service firm or the third-party client, and any licenses and any costs charged to the employee for supplies or training, whether a meal or equipment, or both, are provided, either by the temporary help service firm or the third-party client, and the cost of the meal and equipment, if any, for multi-day assignments, the schedule, the length of the assignment, if known, and the amount of sick leave to which temporary workers are entitled. On April 24, 2023, the New Jersey Dep.